Let me introduce one of my favourite intimacy brands, Bloom Stories. They offer spicy audio stories, guides, and audiobooks for more satisfying me time. I love the depth of their catalogue, over 1,000 fantasies for every mood, with new content released on Fridays. If you like my work, this is definitely for you. Go to bloomstories.com, listen to free episodes, and when you're ready to unlock more, use promo code GIRLONTHENET to save up to 70%. This is Sex Machine Adventures, spit roast with a fucking machine. There's always a worry when you tick something off your sexual bucket list that this awesome kink you've lusted after for ages won't quite live up to your expectations. As the time to fuck approaches, your eager desire for filth is tempered by a voice in the back of your head that says, "Will this be as good as I hope? Can a spit roast with a fucking machine really be as filthy as the scene I'm playing in my head? Can DVP with a sex machine really live up to my hottest dreams?" The answer to both questions is, fuck yes. The longer answer follows in the form of a hyper-explicit story about the first time we used our new sex machine, and there'll be a part two story coming hot on its heels soon. It begins with my partner asking me, "Has it arrived yet?" for the 7,000th time. We had plans for Valentine's Day. Romantic plans, which involved me getting fucked every which way with a brand new sex machine. Ideally ending in either DP, one dick in the cunt, one in the ass, stone cold classic, or DVP, double vaginal penetration, with two dicks in my cunt. Like I say, romantic. It was Valentine's Day. As the day approached, I leapt eagerly for the doorbell every time it rang, greedily anticipating the arrival of my F Machine Pro 3. Courtesy of my site sponsors, Eva Amore, by the way, who you should totally check out, evaamore.co.uk. Use the code GOTTEN10 for 10% off everything, including this sex machine. My partner was away during the week it was due to arrive, which actually turned out to be a good thing. Sometimes when I agree to test out new sex things for my sponsors, I get a little bit nervous that he feels pressured to try them out. I check in with him a lot, of course, asking, "Are you sure you're happy to bang me with a giant fuck stick?" Or, "How do you feel about these beautiful metal butt plugs?" Just to ensure that I never agree to test a product that he won't love. But come on, this was a sex machine. It's a really big, weighty, impressive bit of kit. My dude is not faint of heart, but I was worried that when it actually arrived, he might have second thoughts about riding the fuck out of me while I was also being pounded by a robot. So you can imagine my delight when, as he was staying away, he kept texting me to ask about it. Like a kid on Christmas Eve glancing anxiously at the sky, crossing their fingers and hoping Santa will turn up soon. I'm not going to tell you about the packaging or the weight or any of that boring review type bullshit. You can find the specs for this particular sex machine on the Eva Amore website, where you can also buy this exact machine and a whole bunch of other sexy stuff too. By unboxing, what I mean really is first time we used it. But obviously, inevitably, predictably, when the sex machine actually arrived, neither my partner nor I could wait the two whole days until Valentine's Day actually came. "Let's put it together just to see what it looks like," he suggested, and I nodded along, knowing full well that we couldn't just have a look at a sex machine without something filthy occurring. We put it together. Very quickly. I'm pretty good at kinky DIY anyway, but it was simple enough that even my partner could assemble the machine without instructions. So we set it up and adjusted the thrust depth setting to pretty shallow. My initial fear was that something so relentless and robotic might end up fucking me too deeply and giving me internal bruising. To those of you for whom this sounds quite scary, allow me to point out that it's also quite a large chunk of the appeal. The intense, robotic, does not have capacity to give a fuck about you nature of a sex machine is primarily the reason I wanted to try it. I just you know, I needed warming up. Once we'd set the sex machine to a suitable depth and slipped on the dildo that comes with it, it seemed almost rude not to give it a proper go. It was right there, after all. A fat cock attached to a robot in the middle of my living room. I was already quite wet at the thought of getting fucked with it, and my partner's jeans were straining with the effort of containing his erection. Fuck Valentine's Day. We were going to fuck this machine now. To begin, he ordered me to remove my jeans and knickers, then bend over the floor with my cunt presented neatly towards the machine. I buried my face in the rug, gripped my ankles with my hands to keep myself steady, and breathed slowly and deeply while he positioned the sex machine. It would be easy, I think, to see fucking machines as something of an emotionless experience. Robots, after all, don't feel love. They don't feel lust. Most of my erotica orbits around a central tone of lust or desire. And a sex machine doesn't feel any of that. But my partner does. I do. And we were playing off each other just like we would while fucking. It's just that we happened to have an extra cock on standby. As I knelt on the floor, cunt dripping and thighs trembling and brain whirring with all the possibilities of the fucks we could have, he moved the machine into position and set himself up with the controls. The silicon dick was positioned just inside the entrance to my cunt. A couple of inches, maybe three. I could feel it stretching me out. Not too far, but just enough that I knew it was there. My instinct was to push back onto it, sliding it right inside me the way I would if it were his cock. I squirmed. Impaled on it and ordered to keep still, all I wanted was to wriggle and fuck. But I was patient. I waited. He grabbed a flogger from the table nearby for ease of beating me to keep me still and waited patiently until I gave him the nod. When I did, he turned up the dial and very slowly the machine began to fuck me. If you'd asked me to plan this fuck beforehand, I'd have told you I wanted to begin incredibly gently. A few minutes of slow, firm strokes, the kind I enjoy when I'm getting fucked with a dildo, to ease me into the sex machine experience. But within a few seconds, those slow, firm strokes had me wriggling and pushing back, greedy for more and more. As he turned up the dial and I moaned, keep going, yeah, that's it. He watched as the dildo slipped in and out of my cunt, getting wetter the more it fucked me. It was mesmerizing, apparently. He tells me that watching the in and out motion is especially hot, so different to the one you see when you're staring down at your own cock thrusting into someone. The movements are so precise, so perfect. So rhythmic. As long as I stay dead still, this machine can continue fucking me for as long as I want it to, and for as long as he wants to watch. It wasn't long before he wanted to do more. He changed the angle of the machine, turning it down and ordering me off for a brief moment while he readjusted. He positioned it so the thrusting dick, still right now, but so full of mechanical potential, had me pinned up with my face against the sofa, exactly where his crotch would be when he sat down. He then removed his jeans and pants and settled himself with his cock pointing up in front of my face. And when he asked, "Ready?" I knew what was coming next. He slid his dick inside my mouth first. Thick and oh so fucking hard from watching me get fucked by the sex machine. It jammed into the back of my throat, pinning me there as he turned the dial again. The machine started thrusting forward into my wet cunt, and I instinctively started to ride it back and forth, timing the strokes as I swallowed his cock with the rhythm of the machine. It was tricky to keep it going, by which I mean I choked and gagged a lot. I wanted to be crammed with dick, full in my cunt and right to the back of my throat, so I adjusted my angle to try and swallow as much of him as possible on each instroke. A 1, 2, 3, 4 fucking motion. Machine fucks forward, deep into my cunt. 1. I slide forward, opening my throat to slide in his cock. 2. The head slams against the back of my throat. 3. And I choke and yank back, burying the dildo further into my cunt. 4. Fuck. Slide. Gag. Choke. 1, 2, 3, 4. Fuck. Slide. Gag. Choke. As I got used to the speed, so I also got accustomed to the rhythm, breathing in on the fourth stroke. As I slid back and felt myself riding the dildo deeper, I'd take a big lungful of breath so I was ready for the two-stroke of his dick filling all of my mouth. Fuck, slide, gag, breathe. 1, 2, 3, 4. Fuck, slide, gag, breathe. And just as I was getting used to the relentless, pounding, full up and ready to spill feeling, he asked if I wanted more. Of course I wanted more. It was tricky to say so because my mouth was crammed with dick, but if you're wondering exactly how he sought my consent when I was far too full of cock to give it verbally, please know that in our house, if verbal consent is not possible, a thumbs up will usually suffice. He increased the speed and sat slightly further forward on the sofa, all the better to watch the continuous pounding of the sex machine dildo in my cunt. With one hand on the controls and another on the flogger, he beat me with heavy, harsh strokes as I wriggled with joy at the rigidity of his dick and the pleasure I felt at receiving the fuck machine's tireless attention. It was not a neat blowjob. I drooled oceans of spit down his cock. The more he beat me, the harder I'd suck him. The higher he turned the sex machine dial, the deeper I'd try to take his dick to the back of my throat. I liked it when it matched somehow. I wanted the control in his hand to work not just as a direct means to speed up or slow the machine, but as a proxy for how he wanted me to behave. Harder, faster the machine pounded my cunt, and so harder, faster I worked the fat hardness of his dick. As he got closer to coming, he asked, "Do you want my cum in your mouth now?" And through splutters and chokes and the whirring of the machine, I gave him another thumbs up. But everything was so fucking wet. There were trickles of liquid running down the back of my thighs as the machine continued its in and out, in and out, in and out, 1, 2, 3, 4, fucking all the wetness out of me. My mouth was wet, my chin was wet, the sofa was wet. I did my best to keep sucking him, but the power of the machine and the way it made me wriggle and squirm meant his cock kept slipping out of my mouth. I was torn between wanting to keep swallowing him in this perfect rhythm and needing to writhe and angle myself so the machine would catch my G-spot. I was close to coming, so close, but an orgasm was still slightly out of reach. The speed was too high, the machine too intense, the blowjob too distracting. I was a bundle of excitement and adrenaline, and in my excitement, I kept backing too hard onto the sex machine and losing the grip of my slippery lips around his dick. A few more strokes, shallower this time as I nudged myself slightly forward to take his full length into my mouth again. He moaned at the back of his throat, that delicious noise he makes that tells me he's coming. It's inevitable, as he kept his eyes firmly trained on the sight of the dildo, fucking rapidly in and out of my cunt. His cock began to twitch and jerk, and he came, pumping the first few ropes of cum into the back of my throat, then nudging the dial so the sex machine fucked me harder, making me lose my grip on his still squirting cock and catch the second half of his load right in my fucking face. Stay tuned for part two, which will go live on the website quite soon. Of course there's a part two. We haven't even done DP yet. If you enjoyed this, you can find more audio porn at girlonthenet.com/audioporn. Help me make more of it and remove all adverts from the site by going to patreon.com/girlonthenet. And of course, you should totally consider buying your own sex machine if you would like one. This was the F Machine Pro 3, and it was provided by Eva Amour, EVAAMOUR.co.uk. They are fantastic. They're a really lovely company, and they sell not just sex machines, but a whole range of sex toys and lingerie. They sponsor my site. They're bloody lovely, and they gave me this toy for free, and so they are my heroes forever. If you go to their site and use the code GOTN10, then you'll get 10% off anything that they sell there.